it was there for the winning, and unfortunately the last few minutes Tipperary kicked the last, I think, three or four scores in the game and turned the tables on you. Where did that go wrong for you?
We didn't execute the chances we had at the top end in the last 5 minutes. They can don't kick theirs, and this is an area we can, we've got a lot of work to do on, and that's the end of it. We had how many chances did we above the other? Fellas threw their boot at it when they didn't need to throw their boot at it. Fellas had the opportunity to guilt edge chances, they didn't take them, and we've no excuses, and you can't have excuses when you miss chances like that. I'm very disappointed after it, and it just tells me we've an awful lot of work to do. You know, you can play all the ball you want from 1 up to 13 or 14, but if you're not putting it over the bar, you haven't got the ability to put the ball in the bar, you're not going to be winning games, and we've got to look at ourselves now in the mirror and really get after this.
Yeah, is it inexperience, you think, on some players' part that no, they're taking on the shot
no,
chance? No,
no, don't even go there. No.
No, okay. And positives from this afternoon's contest? I know you said you wanted to win the game, but we must remind ourselves it is January, it is still pre-season, but there must be positives from your own point of view, maybe not obvious at this point.
Look, Limerick football needs momentum going into the league. Limerick football isn't historically, you know, wins a lot of games, so winning gives you a positive mentality, and that's important. That was a game we should have won. And when you don't win it, that leaves a big gap, and your next competitive game is your first home game against Longford. So we can look at all the excuses we want in the world. I don't accept that. There's times when I know the lads have to be praised for the work they do, and today isn't one of those days. And we had the chances, and we didn't take them, we didn't execute them, and we just got to get more ruthless with ourselves and demand more of ourselves to win games. There were some positives about some of the lads went in and they did fine as well. And I think we dominated a position, you know, a slow start, but we got there. And look, I suppose we must reflect, we don't have everyone back, but we might not have everyone back for the first round of the league against January, so we can't be looking for excuses in days like today.
The short of it is the basically that simply won't wash in Division 3. Division 3 is a quite a competitive league, as we saw last year. That level of, I suppose, wasted opportunities just won't wash. That has to be the message to the players now, that they need to step it up in the next couple of weeks.
That's it. So did all there.
Billy, the work in a couple of weeks heading into that Longford game, what do you need to fine tune?
Front of goals.
Just from a squad point of view, you told us before again, Brian Fanning is one player that's departed the pen in recent days. Is there any more updates on comings in or goings out?
No, not at the moment. Brian informed us on Thursday night after we had the team pick for today that he just couldn't commit at the moment. He's moved to Dublin and he's just trying to find his way. And I suppose the person is probably more important than the player, and we've got to support Brian and look, hopefully he can find a way over the next couple of weeks, months or a year or whenever it'll be to come back to us, and that's the most important thing. So I'm sure that'll happen, and Brian's a good lad and has given great service, so look, we've got to recognise that. But it's a huge blow for the panel and the squad, and you know, you've coupled that onto the lads have already gone, and it just shows the challenges. You know, when you think you're putting something together, then these things happen and you're back to, you've taken a couple of steps back, but look, these are the blows we've got to try and manage to absorb as we roll forward as a county. And that's the importance of a panel, and trying to constantly have that competitiveness within the panel. And I suppose that's why we're trying to do academies and bring fellas through, so that we have lads. But we have a lot of work to do to try and bridge that gap, because the strength, I keep banging on about it, the strength and conditioning part of it is just, you just saw some of them lads there today, you could see their ability on the ball, but conditioning, they're not able to keep up with, you know, fellas who wouldn't have the same ability as theirs. But these lads didn't cause trouble on us when we can't keep up with them. So it's a huge gap for us as a county, and we've just got to keep working on it.